Welcome back now. It's 9 minutes. Okay. Yeah, we're here. 10 minutes now, gone past two. Welcome back to the show. Good afternoon to you. How is your day going? It's not a sunny day. It's a cloudy day. The weather is quite cool. Yeah, it's a beautiful weather. There's something I noticed, right? Outside, the weather is a bit cozy. But when you go inside or get inside, you're not going to feel the same way. Yeah, so it's as if the air is not really there, right? So it's not like the wind is blowing and everywhere is just cold and... No, it's not like that. So this is actually a good time to ensure that you stay hydrated, okay? Don't allow the weather deceive you, especially if you are outside and you're looking at the weather, you're looking at the skies and everything is looking cloudy. So you feel like your body is moisturized already. You have enough water in your system. Your body is already hydrated. That's what I wanted to say. But you actually need water. When was the last time you drank water? I'm talking about today. How many hours ago did you have water? You know, you should drink water. Why? So I came across one of the benefits, or one of the reasons why you should drink water. And what was mentioned is the fact that people who drink large amounts of water are less likely to suffer from scars, wrinkles, and soft lines. And they will not show as many signs of aging as those who drink little amounts of water. So this is not about people who do not drink water and people who drink water. No, this one is about the people who actually drink water, but do not drink large amounts. And then those who drink, but they just drink little amounts of water. So whatever the reason may be, darling, I'm sure you don't want to suffer from scars of any sort. You want to have that kind of skin that even if you have an injury, it can easily go away, right? You don't want to have wrinkles on that good-looking face. You don't want that to happen, right? So what do? Drink lots of water. Thank you. If you want to keep looking young every day, all right? So drink water. Okay, so let's talk about something that is of special concern to me. Yeah, now this one is a personal matter. I don't know if another person feels the same way I feel about what we'll be discussing right now, but the way I feel about it, and that's why I'm bringing it here, I feel really bad. All right. So we'll be talking about playing explicit content in public. Yeah. So you might be wondering, in case you don't know what explicit content means. All right. So usually when you hear explicit content, it's usually for music and for movies. That's usually where you see that, all right? Because, you know, that's when the other word comes up, parental guidance. That's when it comes up. So they can give that advisory, that warning, to let you know that this movie contains scenes of nudity, strong language, sexual scenes and the likes, right? So that should give you an idea of what explicit content actually means, all right? So it's usually when the lyrics or content of a song or even a movie contains one or more of the criteria which could be considered offensive or unsuitable for children. I've mentioned them. Strong language. Sexual behavior. Discriminatory language. What else? References to violence, yeah? Physical or mental abuse. All right? So you can have some of those. And of course, for those of us who work in the broadcast media, a part of the things you get to learn during the training is not to be broadcast contents. So you learn the kind of music to play on air and the kind not to play. And that has to do with what I've mentioned. If the lyrics of the song contains any of the things I mentioned earlier, then you don't play that on radio. All right? But then there's something I've noticed, something I've seen happen in Port Harcourt. Those of them who sell... Okay, before I get to those guys, let me talk about the taxi drivers and most especially the tricycle riders. So I've witnessed a couple of times where they're playing music and you hear the song they're playing. And darling, I mean explicit in every kind of way. Someone is, in the name of singing, outrightly describing sex. I mean, it's 10 o'clock in the morning on the road with three or four people in a vehicle. We don't know each other, and that's what we are listening to. And then there are also people in their shops, because I've also heard someone play. Not just one person, I've heard different shops, supermarkets especially. I just came in to do my shopping and I'm hearing stuff. And the salespeople, the boys and girls, they're singing along, they're happy, they're giggling. And I'm here thinking, is it that something is wrong with my own ears? Do they not understand that what is playing to the hearing of everybody should not be playing? I remember even trying to advise someone on what to do, how to get the same songs, but get a cleaner version. But for whatever reason, he chose not to listen to me. So the thing is, if we're talking about for the business people, people set up businesses and they want to make sales. And one of the ways to do that is to advertise your business, right? And in advertising your business, the idea is for people to know that you are there so that they can patronize you. So advertisements is not just on radio and TV. It's not on newspapers. I mean, people have been advertising their products in times past. The people in the markets, yeah, you can still see that happen where they are calling and beckoning on customers to come and buy from them, right? But these days, we've gone from... Although we still do that, we've really gone from, you know, calling on people to looking for other ways to attract them, to get them to enter our shop. So it's either you're playing music so loudly to the hearing of everybody so that people will know that this is the happening place, right? Or you have your wares displayed. You know, you have some displayed almost close to the road, if not on the road itself. We have people do that. Now, there's also something else. Before now, years ago, when you hear music, loud music coming from any shop, you just automatically assume that that's a music shop. That particular shop, they sell music. They sell cassettes. So you go there and buy music from them. But these days, everybody is playing music. Loud music. I'm not just talking music. Loud music with explicit content. They know it's the reigning song. It's the song in vogue. Now, we even have those who go as far as hiring DJs and dancers who are stationed in front of their shop for most part of the day. And the music is blasting. People are dancing. And passers-by, some people even stop to watch a little, you know. That's on one side. And then on the other side, we have the trad medicine people. Yeah, those guys are just wonderful. So they're not doing these days what I remember when I was younger. I only get to hear when I get to a motor park. So those are, they are the ones who use the public address system, right, to announce to whoever has come to the park that this is where you get the bus going to wherever and all of that stuff. It's at the motor park you hear some of those stuff. But these days, the tribal medicine people, even some, at some point, it was also, no, the tribal medicine people were only going around and announcing what they were selling. But these days, they're not just announcing what they're selling. In the name of selling medicine for whatever, someone takes out time to talk about sex to the hearing of everybody. And he plays the entire day, the whole day. So, apart from the noise that these people are making, the sensitivity of the content is also something that calls for concern. And like I said, it's something that I take personal. It really bothers me. It annoys me. It irritates me also. And that's why I want us to have this conversation. And this is my question. All right?
It's your right to know. Nigeria Info keeps you in the know.
Yeah, sure. Sure, we do. Okay. So this is my question. I have like three questions, but let's start with one. Now, when you hear an explicit content played in public, do you feel amused? Do you feel like, do you feel entertained? Does it appeal to you? Or do you get irritated when you hear those stuff? Yeah, well, definitely, you already know where I belong. I get irritated. It's as simple as that. And then secondly, do you patronize a business because they are playing music there? But let's start with the first one.
You are tuned in to
Nigeria Info. We'll be right back after this.
I'm still here. So get on Facebook and join the conversation, all right? 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. That's the number to call on Facebook. It's Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. All right. So do you feel amused? Do you feel entertained? Or do you feel irritated when an explicit content is played in public? Do you even care? Really? Does it even matter to you? Because I've also come across people who, it's just music now, no big song that they play. Waiting day, day, I better forget that thing, just music. I've come across such people as well. So let's talk. So on Facebook once again, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Hello?
Yeah, Constance, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Bob. Coming from GRA.
All right, please go on.
Yes, the topic of discussion. Actually, myself, I get irritated.
Oh, wow.
I get really irritated, most especially when what is being played is not moral. Both the audio and visuals, and you find this thing almost everywhere these days. Most of our young kids, they can even say the lines of all these straddle medicine
during
their adverts, telling you you climb a top woman, this and that. And sometimes when these kids are coming back from school and you're walking past them and they are saying the whole thing that is being said, I just shake my head and say, what is all this? Then the other one that also gets me angry is most of these our eating outlets, fast food. You get there, they are playing music. And you look at the station that is on, most of all these our paid stations, and you see nudity, half-naked people dancing, and kids are inside that eatery with their parents. And how do you want to stop the kids not to watch what is being played?
All right. Well, let's go on a quick break here. When I come back, I'll take more calls.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
All right, so we're talking about plain explicit content in public. Now, I looked up the meaning of the word explicit, just the word explicit, and it denotes being very clear and complete without vagueness, implication, or ambiguity. So when you say something is explicit, there is no question as to what is being said or what is being expressed. There is nothing implied or assumed. It is what it is. What you're seeing is exactly what it is. So this other person that called, the last caller, he talked about what they show even on the screen in some eateries. I have seen that myself. And sometimes I feel like, can we turn off the TV? And I don't know, we can all be better. We can all be okay with just having a dark screen up there. Really, you know, in a bid to keep their customers entertained, they just switch on whatever channel, you know, it's a music channel, just leave it there. And anything shows. And kids, they are there, teenagers are there, adults are there, and we're all enjoying the view. I'm not enjoying those kind of views. I don't enjoy those kind of views. Or you're playing music all in the name of, it's to entertain the people. It's so that the customers, the clients will feel relaxed. You play just about anything. And then, of course, the tribal medicine guys, who you would say, well, they are advertising their product now. Oh, really? And they're saying some really nasty stuff, really. So I ask again, when you hear explicit content played in public, does it amuse you? Does it irritate you? Or does it entertain you? Let's talk. All right, you might want to call me back. Thank you very much. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Okay, Daniel Imogeto Zwako. I feel bad, real bad, because all of us are not the same. So anything that is coming to public space must be checked properly. I commend NBC for the kind of training they gave you. Unlike Ghanaian Airways, that they can show anything. I was watching one this thing from Ghana, so late they were showing form. But let me comment Nigerians. But why can't they do something concerning the music, kind of music videos they are producing here in Nigeria today? This is the reason why the denomination I belonged before, we don't own television because of this explicit or whatever you call it.
Explicit.
Even today, because of to worship online, we not even use television in our churches. But before, you don't, as a member, you don't own television. That is the way it is. So NBC should do more. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. But this is not the jurisdiction of NBC. It's not their jurisdiction. They can't be regulating what restaurants do or what supermarkets do. It's not their business, really. It's not their jurisdiction. All right, they can't be deciding what should be played in a taxi or what should be aired in a motor park or in any market. Just like we have the traditional medicine people. They are all over the place, really. They are all over the place. Maybe I wouldn't have an issue with them if all they did was just announce their drug and say it cures this and that without having to say all they say, all in the name of just trying to get people's attention. Maybe I wouldn't have an issue with them. Or maybe I wouldn't also have an issue with them if the what they play isn't usually very loud. Because sometimes I also wonder, must it be loud? Like, can't you have your banner up there and that's enough? Really? Must everybody just know that there's one Baba whoever that is selling medicine there? Must we all know? Okay, yeah, I know you are advertising. You want people to know you are there, but you're not the only business there. There are so many other businesses there. Why must your own be different? Or is it the guys who decide to, you know, they feel they have the money, so they employ the DJs and employ the dancers. Hey, I'm not trying to remove food from your mouth, okay? But it is noise, really. It is noise. And not only are they making noise. Remember, I'm talking about explicit content, the kind of music they play. And sometimes I have even witnessed where some of these guys who were dancing in such a manner that I remember when I started, I said, it's as if maybe something's wrong with my own ears. Is it that people can't hear what I'm hearing? And they're dancing in such a way and demonstrating what they were demonstrating. And I was just wondering, is it that all these people standing and actually looking at people and smiling? What? How are they feeling entertained and amused by this? But finally, I cannot carry myself and go and say, you people should stop doing that. They will just pick me this way and throw me away. Explicit content. All right, does it irritate you? I want to know how you feel when you see those stuff or when you listen and hear them. Do you feel like, you know, indifferent? It doesn't matter, it's just entertainment. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon, you're welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon. Hello?
Could you, all right, go ahead, I'm listening. What's your name?
Yeah, Oliver is my name.
Oliver, welcome, Oliver.
Yeah, I'm calling from, yeah, thank you. I'm calling from the chair.
All right.
I get highly irritated, I think more than you, when I hear such music, either in a car, in a restaurant, or all these so-called big shops.
You say more than me. Please explain how you get irritated more than me. Do you used to beat people?
Yes. Sometimes I meet the persons one-on-one. I say, my friend, do you think this will influence me to buy? I came because maybe somebody recommended me to come there. If I, because of your music, in fact, I will face 360 degrees. You see, the Bible says something. At the end of this life, so many irritating things will be all over. Are you telling me that an adult leaves this house to come and hear those? Nobody say you should not talk about sex. Nobody say you should not do anything you want to do with it. But mind you, there are innocent souls in the streets. What you do in secret, others can do it, but I still keep quiet. But you only want the whole world to know that it is in your shop, that a lady can be naked so that they will come and buy your items, so that the lady can be naked to approach the CEO to get you contract and all that. Hey, this world is coming to an end. Let us be praying. Say, God, help me not to be in that. Because God said, don't be in such an environment. On the day you will be called, you may not know. He comes like a thief. So that is why I said, I get more irritated than you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Aminu says, what is paining me the most is that they are everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, it's about announcement of infertility with plenty indecent language. Is that all the problem we have on health ground? Please help me ask them. I don't know. That's the only thing they can cure. You know, they actually mention malaria, right? Yeah, they actually do. And some other things. But they don't dwell on those. They have to dwell on the other one and stay on it and massage it and brood over it and nurse it. They have to stay there. Good afternoon, Constance. I'm a very cultured and ethical person, coupled with morals, but people mock and call me holy, holy, pastor, pretender, does the worst. Pretender does the worst. Some weeks ago, colleagues were posting some stickers in our class, in a class WhatsApp group that was a kind of nude, which some of them claimed was not bad, while some condemned it. Personally, now, I have chosen not to be irritated on anything in the public anymore, but never to condone it in my domain, because the new normal is the preference in Nigeria. Thank you, from Michael. Michael. Now, this is not even a matter of being holy, holy. Nah. This is not a matter of pretender does the most. I feel this is just basic morality, basic common sense. That's what I think it is. Really. Because these are things we condemn, right? These are things we actually condemn. If let's take for instance, when we talk about prostitution, you hear the way people frown at it, people condemn it, and then if in the daytime, in the afternoon, in the morning, you have girls dressed up that way and they line up the streets close to your house, close to your working place, and they are brandishing themselves for what they do, would you be happy about it? No, really. Are we going to accept it and say, after all, it's their body, their marketing, it's not my own? So even when they do it at night, we still condemn it. So why should we have songs played in the daytime in a public space? Now, it's none of my business if you choose to listen to those kind of songs. Oh, honey, enjoy yourself. But how about you play it to your hearing? Like, enjoy it in the comfort of your room. There are headsets these days, right? Wear your headphone, enjoy your song with everything they're saying in it. Beautiful and fine. I'm not offended. But why would you have to play it in public? The Trado medicine man. I don't have an issue with you saying that you have a cure to every form of infertility, no matter the name it is called. All right, good. But having to start explaining some other things that I have no business with. Why? Why must it be done in such... It's actually in such a disgusting manner. I'm trying not to use the word disgusting, but I have to. Why? Can't you sell those drugs without saying all that you have to say? Really? I think I have one more question. But hey, we're still talking though. I just want to know what you feel about these things. I just want to know how you feel about them. All right? And then the next thing I want to find out from you is, do you think the content of a song or a promotional message impacts the society? Because some people feel like if they're not talking to you, if you don't have the infertility issue they're talking about or whatever disease they're referring to, it shouldn't really bother you, right? And then also, I've had conversations with people where we talk about how the content of maybe music videos and even movies affects the lifestyle of people in the society. Oh, hearing songs where they're always talking about making money in such illegitimate ways is going to get some... motivate some young people in a bad way. They want to make money anyhow. They want to make money very fast. They want to, no matter what it takes, just get the money. That's what matters in this life because of the music videos. And then I've also heard some people say that the way our young girls dress these days, some of them may have been as a result of what they watch on TV. And I've also heard some other people say, no, it has nothing to do with whatever is being played on TV or showcased on TV. It's the family. It's where they come from. That's where they are getting their dressing from. So what do you think? These contents, whether it's in a song or in anything, music video or a movie, do you think that the content impacts the society? So whether it's good or bad, I want to get from you. All right? 070-0923-0923. And I'm still taking messages though, so you just keep them coming. 0809-030-6416 for messages. Hello, it's the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Ikech, calling from Port Harcourt. Precisely, right. Hello.
All right, you're welcome.
Yes, I so much love the conversation this afternoon concerning how people relate to the public, especially the mode of dressing of individuals, especially that of those, you know, trying to advertise their business out there, you know, showcasing their business and whereby, you know, saying things I'm not supposed to say in the public. It's worrisome situation. And I believe the government, just that the country we live is a country, a lawless country where people can...
No, we're not doing that. I mean, for crying out loud, if not for anything, the topic I brought up, this is not a lawless country, all right? So please, Nigeria is not a lawless country.
That, what I'm trying to say is that in Nigeria here, people come out to do things which is not good and they go away with it. No, wait, like you're advertising your business. Yes, you are free to advertise your business, but there are some things you don't need to present in the public because people are moved with what they see. Just like talk about the social media. Yes, social media as well contribute towards the way people behave and even their mode of dressing. You find that a teenage girl, even a little girl from 9, 8 years, their mom has started, you know, giving out, you know, tap to them, tablet phones, in order for them to look into, to watch films that are not what, that are not good. These things, you know, children, whatever they look into, the thing has picture on their mind. And they start practice it, even in the absence of their parents. So, and if the time comes, their parents cannot on their own even to control the child. Because the child most of the time will not do it in the presence of their parents. They will do it when their parents are out there. So if parents should, you know, develop the character and the way they handle their children at home, and as well to make sure to tell them these things, you know, these things are not these things are not that, for them to keep away from it. I talk about the club activities and all that. As well, if you are advertising your business, just like you are saying, advertise your business, no one is stopping you. But don't advertise the business that you know that will corrupt the individual in the society, whereby you want to sell or you want to make profit via your business. So it's very worrisome. So that is my contribution.
All right. Thank you very much. So for him, he believes that the content that is displayed to the viewing of the public, such that even children can see such or hear such, it could actually affect the children, and they might start trying to practice what they're not supposed to even know about in the first place. All right. Constance, the civilization we Africans, especially Nigerians, adopt is always the bad side. I don't agree with you. Anyway, but you say, I remember when songs that had explicit content were being banned in this country. Now, anyone can walk into the studio after smoking rubbish, end up saying stuff that is not ears friendly. This world is gone. That's from Emmanuel Bassi. Well, Please do well to call back 070-0923-0923. And remember, I'm taking your messages on WhatsApp. So send them to 0809-030-6416. Hello, it's the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Yeah, Mr. Zion. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion.
Well, I don't feel anyhow as long as those folks are not played in my house where there are children underaged. So as long as it's not in my compound, in my sitting room, they are doing it to the society. What? The society you and I are even talking, go and check most of their Android phones. Pornographic materials are everywhere. I'm telling you.
Mr. Zion, hold on. See, the thing is, right, I already made it clear. It's not my business what you decide to feed your mind with. But what you throw at my face, that's my concern.
No, the Bible says flee at the appearance of evil. Not the evil that we flee, it is you, the individual. So if I am passing along Rumokoro, and eventually I come across those kind, what I do is to run away from Rumokoro immediately. Few days, years ago, at the Garrison Junction at the billboard, one of those guys in charge of those flash media stuff accidentally uploaded the pornographic material. We all saw it on social media, those even there. Those who are wise are run away from there. But those who catch the cruise were videoing to send and upload. The truth is this. The society we talk about is a microscopic collection and donation, regurgitation of the people. So if such projections in videos, in audios, in real time or offline are in your premises, my sister, call the person making that thing to stop. But if it's you intercepted at the road, wind up, play up your gospel song, or you drive away from there, or you run away from there, so that you don't.
Okay. That was hanging, but all the same, thank you very much for calling. Hello? You have to turn off your radio set, please.
Okay. Is it better now?
No, it's still not better. Hello?
Hello? Good afternoon.
Yes, you're welcome. Turn off your radio.
Okay. So I am so happy for this conversation.
All right. What's your name?
You remember that.
Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio set, please.
Can you hear me now?
Better. So what did you say your name is?
The charity begins at home.
Radio set is
the problem we have today is that our parents, our mothers, they always leave their children behave anyhow. Because if they even do, the problem comes from the family. If not, then this is no good again. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Okay. So someone has now blamed parents for that. All right. All right. But I would also let you know that there are some people who have parents who do everything possible, ensure that their children are surrounded with the right kind of content every now and then. And those kids, of course, by the time they went outside and mingled with other people, they started copying what was not shown them in the house. You know, I've also discovered that some people actually, it's ignorance, really. They don't know. Yeah, because I've had to argue with someone before. They don't know. You can't be playing that in public. Ah, what's wrong with it now? Ah, this song. Hey, the song is everywhere. I say, yes. The song is played on radio, but not this version you are playing out here. The radio stations will play the censored copies. That's what they will play. It's the same song, but you're not going to hear those words. So how about you get those ones and play them, since you have chosen to play this song? Well, how about you play something where they're not saying those words? You know? And of course, our traditional medicine sellers. You guys are, I'm on your case today. I really think that our government has to do something about it. And when I say government, I'm talking local government now. Yes, what's happening in your jurisdiction? What is happening? Every junction, every market, in fact, almost every plaza, there's one horn speaker outside. And they're selling the drugs. Number one, we don't even know if they are NAFDAC approved. And number two, they have to describe what they say the ailment is in a most distasteful manner to the hearing of everybody. And one person called in to say that he's even heard school children reciting what they've heard from the traditional medicine people. We need a safer society. Yeah. We need a cleaner society. When we're talking about clean, safe, safety is not only keeping your body from being harmed or... No, that's not the only thing. Safety is also a mind safety I'm talking about. We need to keep people's minds safe from things that they should not be exposed to. And so something has to be done. I think we need more people to talk about this and more soldiers, really, to step out there and let them know that this is wrong. It should not continue. Hello? Hello? Oh, wow. You are going to be my last caller. Can I get one more person before I leave now? Ambe from Rumibo. Ambe, I see your message. But you're saying that nobody is bothered about anything and everything. But I don't agree with you with the first part of your message anyway. Thank you. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, good evening.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon. It's Davidson calling from India.
All right. We're listening.
I actually think the major problem is what is put out there in the public space. I think that's the major problem. Because when you said, just like the other caller said, that you hear this, something like that, you have to... It means for everyone who had come to the market, maybe Umukuro, you want to get something in Umukuro, and because they started playing songs, so you have to reverse and leave what you came out to do to just leave that area. It doesn't really work. Because I think one of the major problems we have is that once the children begin to see those things in public domain, they are easy to adapt to it because they don't have... Okay, I've seen a situation where people, they take good care of their children in the house, but you'll be so surprised where they got most of the songs they are singing from. So because once they step out, they hear those songs, they begin to practice them. So that's the major problem. What is the major problem is what is out there in the public domain. That's the major issue. So the state and the local government need to really do something about that.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
All right. And that's the last call I'm taking. And then on Facebook, your dad says, I think it's the country's responsibility to control the media based on the song or movie content produced by business owners. And he also says, explicit is categorized or is categories for adults, listeners or viewers. That's why artists specify on the songs to be explicit. All right. Thank you very much. So that means if a song contains explicit content, then it means you should not be broadcasting a public place. You don't play it in the public. Like those of them who sell movie CDs as well. Some of them play some movies in public. And you see children passing by, especially those little boys and girls who are hawking items on the streets, and they stand there and they're watching. When they get home, they will not watch that, but they get to watch it outside. So, well, I'm glad to have this conversation, to have had this conversation with you today. Maybe some other time we'll touch on it again, right? All right. Thank you very much for being a part of the show from 12 till this time. Thank you. And like I said when I started today, let go of the weight. Okay? You can be angry and you will still not sin. Sin in the sense that you're cussing Nigeria, you're cussing everybody, you're cussing people. You can actually be angry at something bad, something evil, without sinning. Okay? So take it easy. Take it easy, really.